Hello and welcome to the Astrology Oddcast. I'm going to keep this one brief because I'm in Brazil and I'm in a part of town that is loud. So if there's not dogs barking or building work or music playing, there's something going on. So I will try. I want to do something. I move location to somewhere much quieter and peaceful. And this is a enormously important week. There's so much to say. As I speak, it's the 3rd of October, and we have the Yod activated again that happened when Venus stationed retrograde. So a Yod is a finger of God aspect where we have a planet, and then instead of having a planet opposite, it's there's 130 degrees to the left of opposite, and there's 130 degrees to the right of opposite. So then we have like two planets at the bottom of the triangle that are 60 degrees apart, and they're both pointing, they're both forming an arrow to the other planet that's at the top of the opposition that was in the opposition. And that is the Yod. Okay. It's called a finger of God. If you can see it in your mind's eye, there's a point in space, look opposite, and then go 30 degrees left, 30 degrees right, and you've got a triangle, a very pointy triangle. Now, I wrote all about this on my blog. It's on my website, and it's the blog is called Why Is This Venus Retrograde So Intense? And I write in it, this week has blown most people away with its deep, dark, intense vibe. And I'm here to tell you the story of this cycle. So this story begins with really intense scenes. It's like going to the theater when the first act is a murder and the rest of the play is trying to work out the motivations, background, truth, and crime of passion. Heightened by emotion, you see the world with more clarity and it's easier to prioritize. So this Venus retrograde is like, you've got your back up against the wall. It's a critical life and death moment, and you're looking at yourself and being like, "What the f do I want? What's going on? What do I really feel? What relationships matter to me?" And it's intense, and it's amplified in the sky this week because we also have Mars, the other love planet. You know, Venus and Mars are the love planet, so Venus is the apex of the Yod. So Venus, it's all about your values. We're in Libra season. Libra is ruled by Venus. Libra is about relationships. We've got Mars in Libra on the South Node, just going, probing, heating up, throwing fire in the flames. What do you want? Who do you love? Where do you want to be? How have you been people pleasing? How did you end up in this situation? How did you end up in this marriage? How did you end up in this partnership? How did you end up in this affair? How did you end up here? Like, is it because you're meek? Is it because you're a people pleaser? Is it because you're passive aggressive? Is it because status matters to you and you need to look the part? You know, you need the wife and the kids, or you need the husband who's got a good job. Like, or is it because they were fit, Libra? Or is it because you wanted love and you were lonely? I don't know. Like, whatever's going on for everyone. Sorry about the impassioned. I'm trying to get this out before the noise gets even wilder. And I am really, this is a really just, you can hear that. I just got to get to the heart of this. I've got to get to the core of it. So Venus retrograde began on 20th of June when she reached 12 Leo. So then she entered shadow on the 20th of June. So it's been going on a while, you know. This is when the shackles begin to rattle. This is when, I don't know, mid-June, a lot of you, I've had a lot of DMs about this over the past few months. A lot of the resonance and the way this has played out is boggling, mind-boggling. I've called this year the Love Revolution. And so, yeah, I'm getting what I look for. But still, I think people have been addressing who they are and what they want on a deep level. And the way we think about relationships, I think, is changing. Very curious to hear, you know, what everybody says about this and how it's been impacting you, whether it's your family, your children, your friends, whatever it is. There's a bit of, you know, there's shifts, there's big shifts, big taking a step back moment and thinking, who am I? How did I end up here? How do I want to interact? So the awkward aspects from Neptune and Pluto push and force Venus to ask difficult questions, to confront abuses. And not all abuses are over, you know. I've got to hammer that home with Mars on the South Node in Libra. We are looking at covert caring as abuse, you know, the codependency as a form of manipulation. people pleasing, the need to be polite, like the servile nature of the way we humble ourselves. Are we being authentic? Is it better to just be brazen? Are we, particularly in the UK, are we just so caught up in niceties? These are questions I don't have the answers. To admit addictions, to understand where shyness, pride, and delusion got in the way of love, passion, and connection. Like, this is big. This is big. I'll do more. I want to do more on this aside from this pod, even if I do a pod in a couple of days, because it's just so loud here. But I want everyone to be aware of this, that we've got an extremely intense week. Without even, I'm not going to even look at the lunar aspects, because it's like, yeah, the moon's in Gemini today, then it'll move to Cancer, where it will be opposing Pluto, I guess, in 5 days from now. So maybe the 8th. I can double check. Moon, yeah, the 7th. The 7th and 8th, it's just so peak. It's so peak. What are you going to do with all this intense energy? Are you going to have some really raw, honest conversations? I'm going to try and create, you know, I am hopefully going to be able to take myself into a place of deep creativity, because with intensity comes that fire, comes that push. And the question is, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to have difficult conversations? And then we need to talk about anger, because Mars is anger, and we've just had the full moon in Aries and Mars square Pluto. So Pluto's part of the yod to Venus. Yeah. So I know people don't like numbers and don't like when I talk about things, but some do. So just bear with. We've got this pointy triangle in the sky, and then we've also got Mars exactly 90 degrees from one bit of the bottom of the triangle. I'm not going to say any more than that, but we've basically got a challenge, a tension between Mars, which is anger and passion, but he's in Libra, so he's not able necessarily, or he's desperate to relate heart to heart, like really raw, honest relating, sick of this superficial bullshit. People live in superficiality for years. You know, like, I'm 38 now, and I'm seeing my peer group. You understand personally, I think you understand your peer group very well, don't we? We know our friends, and then, you know, people start getting married and you think, oh, you know, it's all good. It's all good. But then it stops being good sometimes. And you start to see how long people manage to stay in superficial situations. Fucking lifetimes sometimes. And also, but also people have that just in life. Not even, we don't even have an authentic relationship with ourselves. And that's what it comes down to, a lot of it. And under this sky, the next week, 10 days, we've got top line, we've got the yod currently, third and fourth. Venus finally leaves shadow, but we've got Mars, this passion, aggression, the desire to relate, because it's in Libra, building to a very tense aspect with Pluto, who is abuse and truth and everything that lies beneath the surface. And we can get some real rage. We can often get, like, the Beirut explosion a few years ago was at a Mars Pluto square. There is something very, very explosive about Mars Pluto, and that is building now. It's becoming more and more exact until the 9th of October. Then on the 10th, Pluto stations direct. So Pluto is already stationing. I would normally give it like 6 days either side. And whenever Pluto stations right, we always notice it. For the past 3, 4 years, I've always done an event for Pluto changing direction around the new moon in Libra. It's always this time of year that Pluto changes direction for the past few years. And I've done lots of events, and I'll try and find some of my old stuff and put it in my Instagram stories. Because, yeah, I've been thinking about it a lot over the past few years, about the truth trying to come out and the cardinality, the tension of Libra, because it's always in Libra season that pretty much that Pluto changes direction. So that's when it comes up. And so there's a big confrontation there. Pluto's changing direction, Mars is square to Pluto, Venus is in a yod with Pluto. And then we have the eclipse 3, 4 days after Pluto stations direct. I say 3 or 4 because whether you're in the US or the UK, dates move around. The moment is the moment. It's just time is different throughout the world, obviously, because we live in different time zones. And And then, yeah, the eclipse will be like boom. And the eclipse is between Mars and Venus. So the eclipse is in Libra and Venus will be in Virgo, which is before Libra, and Mars is in will be in Scorpio, which is after Libra. So the eclipse is between Mars and Venus relationships. And it's just from now until at least the 14th. So it's just detonate, detonate, detonate. There's so many detonation points. And it's good, you know, it's just good to be aware of it. It's really, really important to be able to feel what is going on out there. You know, I know I can always tell from the level of DMs I'm getting, like, what's going on? But also, can you use it? Can you step back from the fire? But can you also have the confrontations that need to be had? Anger is, God, the shame that comes with anger and our understanding of anger is primitive. I mean, I'm not the expert, but I do think that it can be useful. And in the same way as when your instinct goes, I'm gonna laugh at that, or your instinct goes, fuck no, I'm not going to that party. Or when your instinct says, I fancy them, I'm gonna go for it. You know, when Mars kicks in and goes, yes, like boom, adrenaline. Yes, action. Mars is action. And when Mars goes, well, who the hell do you think you are? We're like, oh, don't do that, you know, because you're going to damage things. But maybe some things need damaging. I don't know. I know in the past that I have got myself out of some situations that would have been very difficult because I'd lost my shit. Now that could be me looking back and painting the picture a nice color, but it also depends on your disposition. There's a lot of Saturn in me. There's a lot of a good girl in me, particularly in my youth. You know, I've got four or five planets in Capricorn. Someone told me I was a goody two shoes when I was a child, and I was mortified because I thought I'd done something wrong. You know, there's a lot of good girls. So the Mars part, the bit that gets pissed off, has actually helped me a lot because it's allowed me. It's kicked off, and I've got out of something that could have been difficult. I'd be married to an absolute knobhead if I didn't have that, you know? I think, you know, I would have. It's helped me. I have a line that just gets crossed, and I'm like, I speak out. Now, it's also, you could say, oh, well, that's difficult. You know, maybe you could have just learned to compromise. We'll see. And that's a story. But I do think that having a fuse that blows is, you know, it's like a circuit breaker sometimes. And sometimes the circuit needs breaking. Now, we don't want that out of control. And we don't want a Mars Pluto to just go, you feel the rage, and then you're like, you're in there and you go over the top. That's what could happen over the next week or fortnight. And if it's not you, it's the people around you. You know, you're listening to this. You might be chilling, but yeah, it's out there. So just be aware of it. And if you feel it coming on, you know, you can go, okay, but then step away so that you don't burn the house down or throw the baby out with the bath water, as they say. You know, you want to be able to go back home again. You don't want to burn all your bridges, but sometimes bridges need to be burned. Sometimes bridges do need to be burned. And Libra is the bridge, you know, Mars and Libra at the South Node does sort of indicate a level of bridge building. And I think last year I did an event called Draw Bridges. Do you remember? Some of you will remember, some of you won't, but it's just come back to me. It was about how, you know, in a castle you have the drawbridge, like you have the bridge down and then you lift it up, and that's kind of what it is. It's like the drawbridge. You don't have access to this bridge the whole time. We're understanding where we raise our drawbridge. Now that's all I'm going to say, I think, in this week's pod, because I'll try and do something when it's quieter. I'm super aware of the noise and the fact that I've pretty much got away with this, I think. And these are the top line aspects. We have, of course, we'll have a quarter moon, a final quarter moon. Let's just have a quick look at that then. Oh yeah, of course it's in Cancer. So the final quarter moon is on the 6th. At 13 degrees of Cancer. And what I wrote in Cycles was, this is a jarring lunation that takes us back to July 2021 and to also to the full moon at the beginning of this year, the full moon in Cancer, which would have been, I guess, about January the 6th-ish. Mars and Venus are in a harmonious sextile, but with Neptune awkwardly aspecting them both. This forms a yod. Also, wow, okay, so we got a double yod here. No, it's drilling. So that means we've got Mars and Venus sextile forming a yod to Neptune, and then Venus is also in a yod to Pluto and Neptune. So we got yod in L. Yod, oh, the drilling. Yods are fated finger of God aspects, okay? It's fate. There's a lot of life feeling fated right now, destined to happen stuff, which I like as a rule. We also have King of the Gods himself forming in Jupiter, that is. So Jupiter in Taurus, about 13 degrees, forming an aspect to the sun, which will be at 13 Libra, but a lovely supportive aspect to the moon, also at 13 degrees of Cancer, because it's the final quarter moon in Cancer. This is quite a picture. There are some very challenging aspects and others that are very supportive, offering us the potential for great things if we're willing to do the work and jump all appropriate hurdles. Namely, tune into your beliefs, seek to understand what gives you meaning, prioritize your big loves, and keep faith. Love, inspiration, and conviction is the ultimate cocktail. And I think that's it. I'm going to end that here, this week's brief podcast, because it's just headline news, you know? This is a kind of week where, instead of just going through the newspaper and giving you lots of little articles like I normally do, I'm just sticking to the headlines, because it's a big news day, you know? It's like when something happens in the world and the news just, you only talk about the big stuff, and then in the end you might go, oh, shuffle some papers, and by the way, this happened, and by the way, this happened. Whatever else is going on at the minute, fine. The moon's moving, blah, blah. Mercury has been opposite Neptune. We're more intuitive. Mercury moves into Libra, which is actually quite interesting, and I probably should mention, on the 6th. We've got Mercury changing signs on the 6th, Venus changing signs on the 10th, and Mars changing signs on the 13th. Only compounding the fact that this is mental season. Okay. And that's cool. It's cool. I hope you use it. I hope you stay aware. I hope you get clarity on what you want. I hope you have some really honest conversations. I hope that you listen to your intuition, that you take time, that you journal, that you are open and feeling connected and moved by the beauty and synchronicity of everything that's going on in the universe and the people that are in your life and how much you love them and the ability you have to transform. Like, don't underestimate the ability you have to transform, and you don't need the crystals. I mean, I'm going to go and buy some more crystals. Thinking about that this morning. But you don't need all this stuff, but it can help. To get to something, some level of pilgrimage that is going to help you open. So with that in mind, I bid you adieu. If you want to keep in touch and read that blog, it's all on my website, francescrotti.com. You can sign up to the newsletter. Please do sign up to the newsletter. Send this to your friends. Share the pod if you want. I mean, it's not got horoscopes, so. But I guess people will be feeling the intensity and will like to be reassured that they're not going mad. And also, it will calm down eventually. We've got two eclipses in October. October is spicy. But how are you gonna work with this inspiration? This has been the Astrology Oddcast with me, Francesca Oddi. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back again with another report very soon.